Well, it's okay. My name is Gianmarco Veruggio, and I'm a robotics scientist in Italy at the National Research Council, but I'm also deeply involved in roboethics, the study of the legal, societal, and ethical issues of robotics. Well, first of all, I noticed that robotics is often underestimated as a possible threat to humanity. This is probably due to the fact that there is an identification between real robotics and science fiction. So most people probably think that nanotechnology is real and robotics is imaginary. Unfortunately, the reality is it just the opposite. Nanotechnology is now lab research, while robotics is going to be the main technology in the battlefield in a very short time. For instance, USA DARPA funded the biggest project ever, the Future Combat System. Well, in 5 years of roboethics endeavor, we found that the first point in the study of the relationships between robotics and society is raising the awareness of roboticists, my colleagues, because we are engineers. And actually, most of them still think they are just technicians who are going their job with no responsibility about the possible consequences of a wrong use of robotics. 50 years ago, Norbert Wiener called them gadget worshippers. So, what is your thought about the very special role of the scientists and technicians as citizens, but also as human beings in helping the society to manage the scientific and technological progress, not just with a communication effort, but also taking decision in their own career? Progress is not as the rain that fall down from the sky. Progress is done by humans, by scientists. Okay, they have constraints from companies, corporations, politicians, and so on, and power, but they still are humans. They can take decisions, even if these decisions could be not very pleasant for their career, for instance, or for their salary or so ever. Thank you.